I think, you know, we talked about it at the start of this competition, that 14 to 15 players is what's going to help, you know, get us as far in this tournament as possible. But, you know, I thought the way Salt came out, the impetus he gave to such a weird and unusual 9-over match, you know, gives the selectors and myself something to think about.
It was very wet. What was the? There was a lot of discussion around the umpires as well. Was the ground really fit for play, Ross?
Well, at the end of the day, you just got to respect what the umpire's decision, and they said it was. You know, I think just with the nature of the game, whether it's one day is 2020 or 4-day cricket, you know, umpires are more inclined to play a 2020 game and push it that way more so than the other two formats. But I guess it's a spectacle, and the crowd got a little bit more than we probably anticipated, especially on our way here. But I guess we'll take the points and look forward to Sunday.
How good to see a young player like Phil Salt come in, and he played in a very free way as well, Ross.
Yeah, I think quite often you know, he can be a little bit nervous, and for him to come in and hit that first ball and set the tone against Marcin DeLange, a very fast bowler, and getting Nash and Roddy out, just set the tone, and you know, made my job a lot easier, and letting me get in for a couple of balls, and you know, I think he'll take a lot from that.
Was your role very much about sort of mentoring as well? I see you were talking to him a lot in between deliveries.
Yeah, I think, like I said, you know, captaincies, you know, you can be rusty as a player, and you know, when I play in the New Zealand team, it's, you know, one of my jobs is to talk and help the batter out of the other end, and you know, that's what I was trying to do over the last couple of games, and talk him through and make him take options that are a high percentage shots, and you know, I think, you know, whatever knowledge, sometimes the best knowledge is when you're out there in the middle, and you know, I thought he handled it very well, and you know, hopefully if he gets another chance in this competition, he can take it like he did today.
Five games gone. First of all, how are you enjoying the skippering of the side?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit strange in the fact that I you know, a few players I still don't know that well, and what their strengths are. But at the same time, no, it's exciting. I think the guys, you know, we've got off to a slow start, and we've had a couple of rained out and beat the top of the table side. But still a long way to go in this competition. Still trying to find out our right combination. No, we're heading in the right track, and we'll see how we go on Sunday.
I was going to ask you that about combinations, because you've had Ben Bowen, Brattick at three, you've had Steyn in the side as well. Is it about just finding that right combination of players, Ross?
And at the same time, you've still got to play to the conditions. We felt today, you know, with the shortened game, that Brownie batted outstanding well, but we thought for this game we wanted to, you know, try and pick courses, I suppose, and I thought we did that today, and, you know, sometimes it comes off, sometimes it doesn't, but you just got to go with your gut. But no, there's still, you know, Brownie still will have an opportunity at three, and Steyn is definitely not ruled out. There's still, you know, still a lot of positions to play for, and I guess competition's good, but at the same time, you know, it's finding that right balance, whether it's six batters, five bowlers, or vice versa.
Didn't get a chance to speak last night. That was a terrific win against Hampshire. That has been a real morale booster, Ross.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, any time you come over as a team, you want to do well, and it was nice. After, I think, the score we got at Gloucester, I think, was a competitive total. Then the rain came, and to beat the top of the table, you know, three wins and three, and I think we haven't had a great record, as I got told, after we lost at home against them. So, no, and it was good to have Tamal Mills back and things, but I thought the players, you know, adapted, and we just kept getting wickets, and Joff bowled outstandingly well. And then once again, Brownie and Nash batted very, it wasn't easy on that, and to get 50 in that first in the power play just set the tone for a small chase, and Laurie to come in and finish it well at the end there as well.
Final question, can I ask you about Joffre? I know you saw a bit of him last year, you know, we're getting very excited about him. How do you view Joffre?
Well, I think so. I think that's, for a small club like Sussex, I think to have a person of his calibre in the ranks, and as a youngster coming up, you know, it's just exciting. Exciting to captain. You know, his bowling's been outstanding, but he's also shown a lot of class with the bat, and got some valuable runs. And I think it's about nurturing that. He's still a bit raw, but that's a good thing, I think, in 2020 cricket, and you know, that youthfulness that he brings to the team and to the way he plays his cricket will put him in good stead for a long career, I think.
So just one more. Kent coming ahead on Sunday, I guess games coming thick and fast. Is it quite tiring, Ross, with the travelling and everything else?
I think it's a it's probably a word that gets overused, and I'm going to use it anyway, but I think momentum plays a big part in 2020 cricket, whether it's momentum against you or momentum for you. And, you know, if we were able to get a result today, all well, but, we're heading in the right direction. Hopefully we can keep improving on that momentum. Tamal Mills will be back for that game. We always enjoy playing at home, and we seem to play better when I lose a toss, so hopefully I lose a toss.